Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you for tuning in to The Light of Portland with Pastor Sherelle. Let's talk about the things that affect the body of Christ in this world today and how we can truly impact the world. Enjoy the next song, and following that will be the voice of Pastor Sherelle live in Portland.
Just one touch, that's all we need from Jesus. Just one drop of oil, amen. Just one touch from you. Just one drop of your precious oil. Oh, just one word from you. One moment in your presence. Oh, one moment. One touch from you. Just one drop of your precious oil. Oh, 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 just one word from you. One moment in your presence. Oh, oh. One moment in, 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 one moment in. Kia yalaba hoshanda. One moment in your presence changes everything.
Just one, one touch from you, from you. Just one, one drop of your precious, your precious oil, Lord. Just one word from you. One moment in your presence, Jesus. One moment in your presence, Lord. It just takes one moment in your presence, and it will change everything. One moment in your presence, Jesus. We're gonna wait for your presence, Jesus.
If you're gonna wait on him, won't you lift your hands and let him know? Father, we're gonna wait for you. Father God, we'll wait for you, Jesus.
I'll wait. matter how long it takes, no matter how long it takes, I'll wait on you, Jesus.
I'm gonna wait.
I'll wait on your love.
I'm gonna wait on you, Jesus.
One moment in the presence of the Lord can change every
seen in our life. One moment in the presence of the Lord. Are you willing to wait on the Lord? Are you willing to wait for your growth? Are you willing to wait on the move? Are you willing to wait on the power? Are you willing to wait on the answer? One thing I know is for sure, that if you labor before the Lord, tarry is the word they used in the old day. If you tarry on the Lord, he will bring an answer to everything that you have need of, to every question that you have. But we have to learn how to wait on the Lord. His time is not our time, and his ways are not our ways. So we have to learn how to be patient and wait for the move of God, so that we know that we are lined up in the word of God by waiting on the move of God. Good evening, good evening, and good evening. Thank you so very much for tuning in to the Light of Portland broadcast. I'm Pastor Sherelle Pennington. We are live here in sunny Portland, Oregon. It's not often that I can say sunny Portland, Oregon, but we are live here, and it is Mother's Day. And so we want to make sure we acknowledge every mother, every spiritual mother, every birth mother, every mother that is listening to the broadcast. And by way of others, we just want to say we love you. We appreciate you, and we know that God had us on his mind by putting us inside of you. And so we are grateful that you decided to bear the seed that God planted in you and bring it to fruition, that we are who we are allowed to be because you are who you are. So we say happy Mother's Day, and we love you. To my very own mother, to my spiritual mother, to Archbishop Ruth W. Smith, who is the presiding prelate of Light of the World Christian Tabernacle, to Bishop Belinda Campbell, we say happy Mother's Day. To the Butterfields that provide us with this platform, we say thank you so very much for allowing us to be able to minister the Word of God to the people of God all around the U.S. And so we say thank you, and happy Mother's Day to the Butterfields. Amen. Ann Butterfield. Her name was gone from my mind, but to Ann Butterfield, we say happy Mother's Day, and thank you so very much for all that you have done for the Light of Portland broadcast. I am excited about the Lord. I anticipate the move of God tonight. I know that there is a word from the Lord. I know that there is some direction from God, and I am excited about what God is doing in the light and the life of each and every one of us. But, you know, there are a few things coming up here in Portland, Oregon, that I want to make sure that each and every one of you are aware of, and so that you know how to fashion yourself accordingly. And so coming up here on May the 25th is the Jam Entertainment that presents Unleash, One Night, One Worship, One God. This event will feature several artists in concert. Sean Digby, who has shared the stage and toured with many different artists, including the gospel legend John P. Key, internet sensation Lena Bird Miles, who recently has signed with My Block Records, the label that carries the likes of Mary and Tina Camel, and a stellar award winner, Bishop Jason Nelson, will be here. Bishop Nelson is known for his hit songs, Shifting the Atmosphere, Nothing Without You, and newly released song titled Forever. The night will also feature Portland's own Embrace and Alonzo Chadwick. That is on May the 25th. It is at Maranatha Church, located at 4222 Northeast 12th Avenue. If you would like tickets to Unleashed, you can go to aftontickets.com. That's A-F-T on tickets.com. Also, you can dial 503-519-6487. Again, that number is 503-519-6487 for additional information and to purchase your tickets. Let me see if the tickets are $25 for general admission, $35 for VIP. It is a night that you do not want to miss. And then for those of you that have your mind on the Lord and desire to pray and need a group of people to have a connection with you and to partner with you, because how many of you know that the Lord says where two or three are gathered in the midst, he shall be also, and he says that a three-fourth cord is not easily broken. So for those of you that would like to join us in prayer on Tuesday nights at 11 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, on Thursdays at 5 p.m. and Thursdays at 11 p.m. So that's Tuesday at 11 and Thursdays at 5 p.m. and 11 p.m. We are in prayer. And you can join in on that prayer by dialing 774-220-4000. Again, that number is 774-220-4000. We go in with God in prayer. Amen. And the access code to dial in is 55558. Again, that access code is 55558. We are the children of God and know that things change when prayer is sent up. So I want you to join us as we go to God in prayer. And so tonight we want to make sure that we get in touch with the Lord to make sure he is hearing us, to make sure we are in line with him, to make sure that every one of you that have tuned in hears what the Spirit of the Lord has to say just to you. So let us pray. Gracious and heavenly Father, we come to you tonight to lift you up and to give you praise, to exalt and magnify your holy name, to call you our King, our Lord, to call you our Savior and our Master, to know that you are the great I Am, to know that you are the Prince of Peace, to know that you are the Lily of the Valley, Lord God, to know that you have called everything to be as it is because you spoke it into existence, oh God, to know, Lord God, that there is no God like you, the God that sits high but looks low, the God that is almighty but takes time for each and every one of us. Lord God, we call upon your name tonight. There is no name higher than the name of Jesus, and we call upon that name tonight, asking, Lord God, that you would come in and sup with us. Holy Spirit, you are welcome into this house tonight. Holy Spirit, have your way, oh God. Holy Spirit, begin to move in each and every one, Lord God, that is attached to this broadcast, oh God. Whoever is in need, oh God, of prayer, oh God, because they are ailing in the body, oh God, we pray that you would touch and heal them from the crown of their head to the sole of their feet, because we know that you are Jehovah Rapha, Lord God. For those that are in need of some peace tonight, oh God, we pray that you would allow the God of Jehovah Shalom to come in, because he is the God of our peace, oh God. We pray, Lord God, for those that are in need of a bit of your righteousness, oh God. We pray that Jehovah Seeking New would begin, oh God, to stand up, oh God, and lead the way, oh God, because you are the God of righteousness. And most of us, God, we pray, oh God, that Jehovah Nisi, the God who is our banner, that leads our way, that guides our path, that directs us, oh God, would begin, oh God, to move forth, oh God, as we follow after you tonight, oh God. We pray, oh God, that the El Elyon and the El Elohim, oh God, the God who is our everything, will begin to show up and show out tonight. We want you to move tonight, oh God. We want you to have your way tonight, oh God. We want you, oh God, to allow, oh God, us to feel the glory of the Lord in this place tonight, oh God.
So we pray, oh God, that everyone that's attentive, oh God, that every mother that's listening, oh God, that you would bless us, oh God, that you would enlarge our territory, because your word, oh God, says that if we, your children, would begin to pray to you, to seek your face, oh God, that we begin to humble ourselves before you, oh God, turn away from the wickedness of the world and the wickedness of our sin, oh God, will you begin to heal from heaven, oh God, will you begin to heal our land. So God, tonight we pray, oh God, that you would begin, oh God, to hear your children that are trying to serve you, that are listening for you, oh God. We pray, oh God, that you would have your way. Bless, oh God, the man of God tonight as he begins to bring forth the word, oh God. Stir up the gift that's on the inside of each and every one of us, oh God, from the word of God tonight. We pray, oh God, that the belly of the man of God would be full tonight and ready to be poured out upon the people of God. So God, we give you glory tonight, oh God. We give you honor tonight, oh God. We lift you up and magnify you. There is no praise higher than hallelujah. And we seal our prayer tonight with your hallelujah, the praise that we give unto you tonight. For Lord God, you are worthy. Lord God, you are worth all the honor. Lord God, you are worth all of the praise in the house of God tonight. And so we praise you and we adore you in the name of Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. And amen. Amen and amen. Tonight we have the man of God that is going to bring forth the word of God tonight. He is a dear, dear friend of mine, one that is close to my heart. We have known each other for quite some time, and he is a father. He is a minister. He is an author. He is a son, and he loves the Lord. He serves the Lord. You know, it is an honor to be able to watch someone grow in the Lord, to grow closer in the Lord, to develop themselves in the Lord. And Minister Anthony McKinley, I've been able to watch as the Lord we serve has begun to mature him, has begun to grow him and fill him. And it has truly been a blessing to watch it happen, and truly been a blessing to still be a part of his life. And so tonight I want you to put your ears, listening ears on, because we are truly in for a treat tonight by the man of God who is going to grace us tonight. Minister McKinley, I do have you live on the air. Amen.
Amen. Yes, yes, yes. Can you hear me?
Amen. I can hear you.
Hello.
All right.
First of all, I want to say thank you for this opportunity to speak. Speaking to people is not an easy task to do when you recognize the responsibility. And so when the words proceed out of my mouth, I have to be conscious that others are listening and waiting on that word as a deliverance. And so I want to say thank you, Minister Pennington, and I want to say happy Mother's Day to all the mothers and also those caretakers that have that mother figure in you and that may not have been blessed with your children but have been a blessing to others' children. So happy Mother's Day.
Amen. Thank you so very much. I am going to yield the floor over to you at this time. Amen.
Amen. All right. So even though I may not hear some of your responses, but this is a participatory situation here. Where I'm coming from is the book of Romans. Go ahead and turn to the book of Romans, chapter 12. And there are three points that I want to emphasize, and that's the main verse, the meat of this word tonight is coming from Romans 12, verse 2, and I also will speak on 17 and 19. But to give a little history about Romans, this is a letter. Paul is an apostle to Jesus, and Paul is so determined and adamant to bring forth a word to the Rome the people of Rome, in his mind, do not know or even understand the importance of knowing what his experience with Jesus was, but more importantly, the delivered word, the word of life. And he, in this particular chapter, he is bringing forth something that is very hard, very hard. But if you are a believer, just say, I'm a believer, because that is important. You cannot read this text without being a believer. And it's going to require you to be positive in your thinking. Now, it's hard because every day there's always some bad news. Well, I'm here to tell you, it's some good news today. And the title of this is A Changed Mind About the Same Things. We go through life on a journey. Sometimes we don't have nothing but repetition. We wake up, clothe ourselves, clothe our children, help our loved ones, eat, go to work, come home, shower, eat dinner, go to bed. And it becomes a repetitious pattern. It's hard to separate yourself sometimes because you're overwhelmed. But that's physically. Physically, it's hard. But when you are a believer, it's something different. It's a difference in you. You being different requires studying. And so Paul, in this verse, is very methodical. He's very specific. He's being very clear about his intent as he brings forth this word. And I'm going to go ahead and read the first one, Romans 12 and verse 2. And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is good and acceptable and perfect will of God. That sounds good. it sounds real good. All I got to do is just change my mind. But it's a hard action to do. My growth has led me, and probably several of you, if not everyone on this call, that to change my mind is to change how I think. But the secret to this verse is a few things that I'm getting ready to go into. Not only do you change your mind, you also are proving, and what you're proving is something good and acceptable, so you can be in the perfect will of God. Now, I'm going to elaborate on that. So if we're doing something, we're proving that we can do something good, and we're proving that we can do it so we can be in God's acceptable will, then what is it that we need to do? Because I go to church every 2 to 3 times a Sunday. I speak to everybody. I love those who love me. I treat everybody right that treats me right. I go an extra mile to help others. And so what else? How hard is that can be? How hard can that be? Well, it's difficult, because a changed mind is followed up with a changed behavior. A changed mind is followed up by a behavior, meaning once you change your mind, then your behavior should change. Now, most people, and I'm not sure about everybody, but no one's ever taught me that. That if I change my mind, that my behavior should change. But we have heard phrases like, change the way you think, change the way you speak, should change the way you act. So it's implying the same thing, whether you've taken it from the secular position of it or you're taking it from the spiritual concept of it. But what are we changing from again? We have to ask. See, we have to stay focused because Paul wrote in such a way it's to create the opportunity to think. Because it says, renew your mind. What are you renewing your mind from? Let's look at the word renew. It's two words. Re is to redo something. New, which is something that's new or never happened before. So at some point, we had a new perspective. We had a fresh perspective. We had the right sense of direction. But to add the word re, meaning to redo it, meaning that we've lost sight of that pureness. We've lost sight of good. We've lost sight of proving ourselves worthy. We've lost sight of God's plan for us. So that's a hard pill to choose, because none of us want to admit that we've lost sight of anything. But when we sit down and we process stuff in our own quarters, in our own home, and our own time, we know the truth. Yeah, I didn't do too well today. I know I had a bad day. You know, it's just one of those things that happens. So let's read it again. Do not be conformed to this world. This world, everyone have to understand and come to the discovery of this world. And in my opinion, from what I've gathered from me, this world is how I see myself, how I see my past, how I see the world, and also currently how I see my life today. How I view my life is the world. How I view the people in my life is the world. How I used to act is the world. How I used to not act is the world. So how we view, how we used to act, used to speak, to think, is very critical in this statement. Because we understand something different today. We're not working to impress others. We're not working to get a paycheck. We're not renewing our mind for someone to pat us on the back. We're not renewing our mind to be a light, renewing our mind so others can see us. We're renewing our mind to be in God's perfect will. And that sets us apart. That's what sets the believer from the non-believer. So when someone is going off on you, someone is getting on your nerve, someone is getting under your skin, or a situation has occurred and you have a couple of words you want to share with that person, we have to pause for a minute. It's normal to get upset, but we have to watch what comes out of our mouth. Because when we read verse 17 of Romans 12, it says, and I will read, "Repay no one evil for evil." have regards for good things in the sight of all men, of all people. That's hard to do, especially when I'm used to being me. That's hard to do when I don't like a certain person and how they talk to me or how they look to me or how they interact with my children or how I heard them talk to my best friend or the way they treated or made me feel last time. That's hard to do because I might have a couple of words for you. So that's hard to do. But let me give you encouragement. It's not impossible to do. Because if it was impossible to do, it wouldn't have been left for us to read. Apostle Paul wouldn't have said, hey, pay attention to this. There's a secret in here. There's some nuggets for you. I'm going to read it again, Romans 12, verse 2. Do not be conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. I have to change the way I see past, present, and future. Because when I change the way I see, and I should be able to change how I feel. Because none of us can do this if we don't have a change or renewed mind. And we have to start remembering persecution will come as a believer. But the persecution comes only to those that believe, that are walking in the light of God. There's no need for it to come to challenge you if you're not walking in the right direction of goodness. So when people are challenging you and they're treating you like you used to be, and they know that they can push that button and you're going to go off on them verbally or even physically, they're provoking you and you don't like it, but now that you are renewed in your mind, you should change the way you feel about the same situation that used to hurt them with your verbal, and you should change the way you respond to them with your verbal, and you should relate with them with love in your verbal. When you speak, it should reflect goodness. It should reflect God in you. For that's why one of the greatest verses in the Bible to me, sometimes I just have to read it, when in Psalms 23, when it says, the table is prepared for me in the presence of my enemy. Why is a table prepared for you in the presence of enemies? Well, let's change who the enemies are. Let's identify who the enemies are. The enemies are people who have lost their way and looking at you. Enemies are those who are jealous and looking at you. The enemies are your loved ones who don't understand why you act the way you act and looking at you. The enemies are those who don't believe that are looking at you. And so God puts this in the midst, allows you and them to interact with those who oppose you or prosecute you or persecute you in your presence, in your face, because God trusts you. He trusts you. He trusts that you're going to do the right thing now because you have a renewed mind, because you now see your world, those people, those scenarios and situations, you see them different now. You understand that the reason they are even present is because they are bearing witness to God that's being revealed through you. And when you speak, and when you sit, and when you stand, and when you walk away, they will see the anointing on you. Because right after that, my cup will run it over. The anointing, God's favor, will be poured, and they will bear witness. Because some of them will say, you know, you used to go off on me, or you used to say different things, or you used to act different in the past, but you're something different about you. So you don't have to announce change. You don't have to say, well, I'm changing. You don't have to say, well, I'm trying to do things different. All you got to do is do it. They will see the renewed mind, and then they will be inquisitive enough to ask, what's changed about you? Because back in the day, if I would have said this, you would have went off on me, but you didn't go off on me. What has changed? And see, that's when you get to acknowledge and give all the credit and glory to God and say, God has changed me, and I'm still in process of changing. That opens the door because you're humble. You're not arrogant. You're not conceited. You're not trying to be higher than anyone. You're acknowledging God. And so God now gets all the glory and you get the blessing. So when we go back, we as people have to have a reason to do something. You can't just tell me. Women have to feel the emotions. Now, man, we got to, I want to do this, but I'm not sure. This don't feel right. I'm not sure if I'm going to be able to do this because it doesn't sound right, so I'm not feeling this. Men, we have to logically be able to understand it through comprehension, but they are one of the same thing, to have a reason to change or to renew our mind. And I'm going to give you the answer to that. If you're a believer, say, I'm a believer. If you love God, say, I love God. Say, thank you, Lord, for this message. The reason you have to renew your mind is because you want to be in the perfect will of God. And his perfect will is acceptable by him. He will give you all that you need as long as you continue to do things in the right mind state. In other words, you have to have the right intentions. What you do has to be intentional. So you have to always be ready to love, ready to be positive, ready to be motivating, ready to offer a kind word and gesture. But this is the part. See, that was good, right? That sounds easy. Oh, man, all I got to do is just change my manner and I'll be in the will of God. And that sounds good. That sounds good. But you have to prove it. And proving it isn't one time. Proving it is every time. Now, this doesn't mean you try to be perfect. You try to be proper. You try to be higher than everyone else and belittling them, as I stated earlier, cocky and foolish at the same time. Proving it is every time it happened. Now, you have to have the fortitude, though. If somebody brings, because everyone has a bad day. So when someone brings it to your attention, I didn't really like what you said. And you say, well, what did I say? And they say, well, I didn't like when you said this. You're like, oh, man, you know what? My bad. I'm so sorry. that was not my intentions. I thought I said something else. Because sometimes we do think something, but something else comes out of our mouth. And so when someone brings it to our attention, it's best to agree with it and make that correction, because we're not human. We are just human, and none of us are perfect, and none of us will ever be perfect. We will continue to strive to change, because good should be in the sight for all men. Now, we live in a world where we're not perfect. I get it. And sometimes we have rage. Sometimes we get angry. Sometimes we may send a text that we can't take back. We may say a word that we can't grasp back. Sometimes some bad things happen to our loved ones, or someone takes advantage of us, and we want to get even. And we can love God all day, but when that moment comes, sometimes we want to take matters in our own hand. But God said, no, 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 don't you deal with that. You stay focused. You're proving yourself. I got you. God is saying, I got you. So we have to trust this process that Paul is adamantly speaking about. You have to change your and renew your mind so you can prove yourself to be in God's good and acceptable will. And he's saying you got to be adamant about this. But there's some secret nuggets, and we already gave you one, which is don't you do evil for evil, but do things in regards to good in the sight of all men. And when we read verse 19, this is when God ushers in. This is when God steps in. See, God always got his believers. God always has the back of his children. In verse 19 in Romans chapter 12, it says, "Beloved, do not avenge yourself, but rather give place to wrath. For it is written, vanity, vengeance is mine. I will repay, say the Lord." I'm going to read it again. "Beloved, do not avenge yourselves, but rather give place to wrath, for it is written, vengeance is mine. I will repay, says the Lord." And we should all be jumping up and down like, oh, man, thank you, Lord, 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 you got my back. Man, that sounds good. Whew, it sounds so good to know that somebody has my back. God is not physically present when this situation occurs. Now, I'm just keeping it real. I mean, maybe some of you guys have a different experience, but I'm just trying to tell you, sometimes, if not all the time, I don't feel God's presence, especially when somebody get up under my skin. In any one of those scenarios that I mentioned earlier. But the reason why God has your back and God trusts you is because he knows you're working in his favor. You're being used in his vineyard. You're being a prophet and a prophetess for his church, his body, part of the one. You are part of the blessed. You are part of the children of God. You are a brother and sister to Jesus Christ. You are his child. And so he has your back because he sees that you're diligently, daily striving to renew your mind, because he understands that it's going to be hard, but he is not going to allow anyone to put their hands on you or put you in a bind that you can't handle. Now, I don't know if you caught that. Put you in a bind that you can't handle. First of all, God don't put no one in a bind. We put ourselves in a bind when we stray away from our focus point, when we lose sight of what we're doing and the reasons why we're doing it. We dwell into tempted scenarios and situations. And God says, if you continue to strive and you hear it totally different, you're not so easily offended no more because you understand what they're saying. And to be honest with you, the reason why we are easily offended because most likely it's true. And none of us like to hear our past reminded of us, thrown in our face, talked about, especially when you think you've grown past that. But remember this. Just because you change doesn't mean everybody else change, and it doesn't mean you get a clean slate. So when they're bringing up your past, it's only for you to consciously, soberly remember, one, it's true. If it's true, it's true. If it's a lie, let it fly. If it's true, it's true. If it's a lie, let it fly. But how you respond to it is going to dictate, did you keep verse 17? Repay no evil, no one evil for evil. Have regards to good things in the sight of all men. He didn't say some people. He didn't say just the people that love you. He said in all. So do you have the mental capacity? Do you have the controlled emotion? Do you have the logical concept? Do you have the spiritual inclination? Do you have what it takes to change how you see the same things that used to offend you? Because if you do, it will be proven by the words that you speak. It will be proven in your actions on how you respond. And more importantly, altogether, your behavior will signify, indicate to the person who's looking at you, who's waiting to bear witness to God in you, if you've changed. If you have changed. Change is easy to talk about. And anybody can talk about something that may or may not be true. Oh, I've changed. Well, that's good. But it has to be proven. Anyone can say, I can run faster than Usain Bolt in the 100. And that's great that you can say that, but if you don't actually get on the track and someone shoots the gun at the starting line and you outrun him to the 100-yard dash, it's not true. It's just words. And words can fool people and con people and mislead people. And if you are a believer, times to rejoice because God got your back. And you can do good toward all of them. And his last point, am I, Minister Pennington, let me know what my time is, because I know I've talked and I'm not looking at the time. How much time I have, or is that it?
Go ahead and finish. Do your last point.
Okay. The last point is, remember this. The race is not given to the swift or the strong, to those who endure to the end. This is not an easy race. This is not an easy task. You have to study to show thyself approved. You have to be willing to change how you saw the same things to get the glory. You have to be on God's page. And God is not trying to make you a perfect being, so we need to get that out of our minds real quick. He's not looking to make perfect people. He's looking for people to work in his vineyard, because that's why he sets the table before you in the presence of those who oppose you, those who are curious, the non-believer, so that you can be a representation of God on earth. And you don't have to be in a pulpit. You don't have to be in the choir. You just need to believe in God and practice this word. Be not conformed to this world, your old world, the way you used to see it, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. Change the way you see it with the intent to love, that you may prove what is good and acceptable and perfect will of God. You need to be an agent, to be a child of God, to be a believer. It requires a renewed mind. I love you. Happy Mother's Day to the men. Be blessed. Kiss on your wife. Kiss on your mother. Kiss on your daughter. This is their day. God bless. Thank you again, Minister Pennington, for allowing me to speak and share this word. Thank you very much.
Amen. Praise God. Thank you so very much for the word of God. We often need to be reminded that we are transforming our minds, and that he doesn't say that he is going to transform our minds. It says that we need to transform our minds. And so we need to be reminded that there is some work that we need to put in order for us to have a new way of looking at things and a new way of doing things, and then knowing that we can't get back at people like we want to, because God said that he'd take care of it. So this word is an on-time, in-season word, because there's so much meat in it. But Minister Anthony, I want you to talk about your two books. I know you've got one that's coming out soon, and one that's already been out, and let them know where they can purchase those books.
Okay, thank you for that blessing opportunity. The name of the book is called The Real Enemy, The Inner Me, and it's by A.D. McKinley, and it's available on Barnes & Noble, Amazon, and there's some small companies that also produce it too. The next book, and that book is about transformation of your mind, changing the way you see things. The next book that is coming out is Removing the Mask. There's so many times that we're walking and hiding our identity. And so when we're hiding our identity, we are not being truthful with about who we are. And we're trying to dim ourselves and our light so others can shine. So we have to remove the mask so we as those believers can be seen by the world, or God, again, wouldn't prepare the table for us to sit at so others can bear witness to the God that's in us, that's manifested. And that should be out. I'm struggling with it. I have like 80 pages just off my mind, and I'm categorizing. I want to say it will be out before the end of the summer.
Amen.
Thank you for allowing me to share that information.
Amen. And so if you would, make sure that I am made aware of when it actually comes out, so that I can bless the people of God and let them know that it is out and remind them that it's available for them. Amen. I thank you so very much, each and every one of you, for tuning in to the Light of Portland broadcast. I pray that every mother has had a blessed Mother's Day today. I pray that those of you that are without mothers are thinking about the mother that you've had and the time you were allowed to spend with your mother, or if your children are now with the Lord, the time that God gave you and allowed you to spend with them in order for you to reminisce in the moment of what made you smile and what made you laugh. But know that we love you and know that we are blessed to have you with us here at the Light of Portland podcast. I pray to each and every one of you that the Lord would bless you. I pray that the Lord would keep you. I pray that the Lord would make his face to shine upon you, lifting his countenance unto you and giving you both peace and prosperity, both now and forevermore. Remember that Holy Convocation is coming up for each and every one of us in July the 8th through the 16th in Atlanta, Georgia. We look forward to those of you who are able to travel with us to Atlanta. We are going to have a Holy Ghost time in the Lord. For more information about Holy Convocation, go to comeintothelight.org. comeintothelight.org. And all of the information for Holy Convocation will be there. I pray that you be blessed in the Lord. And until next Sunday evening at 8 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, good night.